You sit there and you thump your Bible and you say your prayers and it didn't get you anywhere. You talk about your Psalms, you talk about your John 3:16. Austin 3:16 says, I just whooped your ass. I don't care what the card says. You're listening to Take Two Takedown with your host John and Craig. And that's the bottom line, because Stone's Cold said so. Give me a hell yeah.
All right, welcome back to Take Two Takedown. This is episode 14. 14 in the hole, Craig. What are you thinking?
I mean, I like it. I'm trying to think of something that is important with the number 14. Valentine's Day is February 14th. We love each other.
Well, I mean,
we love all of our listeners.
I love candy.
I do love candy. I love tacos.
It is Taco Thursday in our world.
It is Taco Thursday in our world.
We are so badass. Tuesday was too mundane. We went Thursday.
Tuesday is for fucking rubes.
Yeah.
Amateurs.
Yeah, that's kind of like
Thursday is where it's at.
It's like eating Mexican food on St. Patrick's Day and Irish food on Cinco de Mayo.
You know,
that's how badass we are.
And we're going to throw this out there. One of our favorite things to do is go eat tacos and give them random names to announce.
Yeah.
Every time. I think maybe we should start doing wrestlers.
Done.
And the fact that neither of us have thought of this yet is kind of sad.
Done.
I believe last week was Godzilla and King Kong.
Yep. I feel in honor of that, you would be one KO. I'd be one Sami Zayn.
Let's consider it done.
Done.
No one's going to laugh but us, but it's well worth
Wonder
it.
Wonder Twin Powers activated. We did that.
Did it.
Anyway, for those of you just joining us, thank you and welcome to the show. I'm John. This is my partner, Craig.
Yep.
We do a silly thing every week where we talk about WWE.
We love it.
So if you're a new follower, we welcome you. Well, to all our old followers, you know, welcome back.
We are 85 followers now on the Twitter.
We are rocking it.
We are blowing up.
Worldwide.
T3 worldwide.
Worldwide. So if you're following us on episode 13, our last episode, we opened up a brand new segment of our show. We call it the T3 teabag.
Yep, the triple teabag, because we love to be teabagged.
Yep, and that is our mailbag section where friends of the show or listeners or just random people in general can ask us any question, most likely about wrestling, but it could go further.
Anywhere. So we're here to help everyone.
If you want to get in touch with us, if you have questions of any sort, and just because we love saying it, it can be obviously about wrestling, but even in the boudoir. Just email us at the word triple, the letter T, bag, at gmail.com. So with that, we have a good one this week.
We do. We're very excited.
One Sebastian S.
Sebastian.
Sebastian S.
I did not know that crabs could type.
Yeah. Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm. Who knew? Who knew computers worked underwater?
Thingamabob and a Tourlamagig. I don't know. But Sebastian asked this of you, Craig.
Yes.
He says, I followed the show just recently and enjoy the Triple T bag segment.
Oh, well, we thank you for that, Sebastian.
He goes on to say that although he is a pseudo fan of wrestling, he watches it every now and then.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. We take all types here.
Yeah, I mean, we don't judge.
We don't judge. I mean,
not in front of you.
No, I don't know what you're wasting your time watching instead, but whatever.
He's probably a Bachelor fan or something.
Real Housewives.
Anyway, he wants to know, in this particular order,
yes.
One, what is your favorite video game?
Just video game in general?
He goes on to say,
Ooh, multiple points. Let's go.
What is your favorite video game?
Yes.
What is your favorite wrestling video game?
Yes.
So he wants to know, favorite wrestling video game, and then just favorite video game. So, and then I'll read the second part, because it ties in.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, Craig.
Yes.
What is your favorite video game?
I'm going to say, if we have to go favorite video game of all time, and I'm going to base this solely on the amount of time that I spent playing said video game. All right.
Is it equal to or greater than the time you watching porn?
Nothing's equal to the amount of time in my life I spent watching porn.
Okay. Like, I wanted to make sure.
Even wrestling is not equal.
Like, Why would it be?
Why would it be?
Anyway, keep going.
Why would it be?
Well, I consider porn a form of wrestling.
You don't even know.
So, just saying.
They're basically all just McDonald's for the brain. That's what they are.
Who needs a greasy cheeseburger? This guy.
This guy. Anyway. WWE Network. Pornhub. Whatever.
Come back to reality.
Okay.
Sebastian really wants to know, what's your favorite video
game? My favorite video game, I would say, and it's kind of recent, you know, being in the past 10 years or so, but it would have to be the Arkham Asylum video game for the PlayStation 3, which is what I played it for, with the Batman one. I love Batman. Yeah. I love anything where I get to be Batman. Mm-hmm, and I've replayed that game 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to say that game. If we're going even more old school, then I have to go all the way back to Legend of Zelda, because I drew stupid little maps for that game to make sure I did it all right. And there were way too many hours. I probably should have been studying in 5th grade. 4th grade when it came out? I don't know. You were 45 when that came out, so.
I don't even want to tell you where I was when Zelda came out, but keep going.
Keep going. So I would say completely old school, Legend of Zelda, slightly more recent, Arkham Asylum.
Very, very good. Now,
mm-hmm.
to answer his second part of the question.
Yes. Yes.
What is your favorite wrestling video game?
There was a game, I believe it was called All-Star Wrestling for the Nintendo, where there was no actual real wrestlers.
The NES?
The NES. There was no real wrestlers. I remember there was somebody named Starman.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
wore like a purple luchador outfit with purple star on the front.
And you had the 8-bit face shot of him?
Mm-hmm.
I know of this game.
Right. I feel that actually was my favorite game.
Really?
I loved that game.
All right.
And I would go play it at people's house all the time until I bought it.
I am going to blow your mind.
Blow my mind.
So, if we're going recent, my favorite game right now is the Destiny series. I like the Destiny 1 and 2.
Yes.
I find myself using that to vent the frustrations of my old age in normal everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Go in there, shoot the face off some aliens, go play the player versus player, get my first shot off by kids hopping around like bunnies. You know. Mm-hmm.
You know, the huge.
The huge. So that would be my favorite current series. Mm-hmm. If we have to go back in time, I was a big fan of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Ooh, yeah. I even have that on my phone.
When Sega Genesis came out,
mm-hmm.
I went retard over Sonic.
Were you a Nintendo person or a Genesis person?
I was a Genesis person at the time. I had both, yes. I was a spoiled kid.
Spoiled.
I had both.
Mm-hmm.
My parents got me and my brother the Nintendo for Christmas because that was the one you had to have.
Right, obviously.
And then when the Sega Genesis came out, I had a job because I am that old.
Right.
And I remember having to work and save 2 paychecks to go buy that.
Mm-hmm.
And then wait to spend my next paycheck on a second controller.
Right, right.
And one more video game, which at the time was like $60, $70 a pop. Right.
So, during the Genesis time, was this your first, like, full-paying job?
No.
What was your job during the time of Genesis? I'm going to guess male stripper.
Little too young for male stripper at the time.
Got it.
But, you know, waiter at a retirement home, pretty damn close.
Pretty much the same thing.
I mean, I was eye candy for those old ladies.
Woo.
They liked us young bucks
back
then.
They sure did.
Nothing screams sexy like a polyester brown vest with a matching bow tie. Right.
And when you're an 80-year-old woman, there's no difference between 14 and 35. You all look the same.
You could call me like Magic John. So, yeah, not male stripper. Now, this kind of ties into the second part of Sebastian's question.
Okay.
He says, being a big video game fan himself,
yes,
he finds that his, we'll say significant other, because we're a progressive show.
We are. We don't know.
He says significant other. He goes, how do I, and I'm quoting here, how do I tell my significant other to fuck off while I am playing my goddamn game? He says, the frustration level is out of bounds.
Right.
And he doesn't feel it's fair that they would want his attention while his attention is drawn other places.
I see.
So when you're playing Arkham Asylum.
Right.
Well, let's be honest, we're older. Your spouse and your child want your attention. How do you tell them politely to go fornicate with themselves?
Got it. Well, there's 2 ways to go about this. All right. There's
a science involved.
There is the easiest way, which I call sangria.
Mommy juice.
You give mommy juice, You give baby juice, which we'll just call Motrin.
Motrin.
Benadryl.
Benadryl works
whatever
well.
You want. All right. Make sure everybody has their juice and is happy. 45 minutes later, you can play
Daddy's
all the games
happy.
You want. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, and what's the second way?
All right, the more complicated way, all right, the harder way to do that is you have to act like you are very stressed out all week.
And
you're stressed out.
That's a lot of acting on
our part. It's a lot of acting on our parts. You're very stressed out. Work is stressing you out. Life is stressing you out. And explain. Just throw out quips all week. Man, I wish I just need some relaxing
time.
That's
a lot of buildup.
It's a lot of buildup. But
is
then
the payoff worth it?
Then it turns into, you know what, honey? Let me take the kid. We'll go upstairs. You need some you time.
Ooh.
You spend the rest of the night playing video games, watching TV. Do what you want to do.
All right.
And then it's like their idea.
I like where you're going with this.
Mm-hmm.
I, being the older of us and having older children,
mm-hmm.
Have it a little bit easier.
Right, right.
My methods are such.
Mm-hmm.
I just wait till my wife passes out.
Okay.
Because, mm-hmm. I mean, to be married to me, you have to be drunk.
I'm sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking right now. It's 5 o'clock in the morning just to hang out with you.
That's pretty much my personality.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I either just wait for that and then tell my kids to fuck off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, my children are 14 and 11
right.
at the youngest, and I can literally just look at them and tell them, this daddy's time, go away.
Right. Because don't forget, your son's 14, closer in age to Becky Lynch than you are. But please,
stab
continue.
You with a goddamn pen.
Continue.
Why are you crushing my dreams?
Just answer Sebastian asked this question.
All right. Look, Sebo.
Sebo? I like that.
Sebo shitbag.
Sebi.
Sebalaya.
Sebalaya.
Sebalance. Sebladocious.
Sebladocious. Sebalabadingdong.
Sebal Dongledork.
Of course.
By the way, we got to talk about Dongle Dick.
We do. We'll get into that.
Because we owe Tony a huge thanks.
We do.
He led us on to something. Anyway, the other way I do it is almost your style where you're trying to get them to make it feel like it's their idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I will just come in with the meanest face on my person that I can. Just mm-hmm. walk in the house with a mean mug.
Mean mug.
Mm-hmm. Slam the door.
Yep.
Throw my stuff down.
Yep.
And then when the wife and the kids are like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'll give, it was a crap day and I need to vent.
Mm-hmm.
And then the very first one that says anything, and it could just be like, you know, Dad, we love you.
Right, right, yeah.
Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
something to that extent.
Something to that extent.
I will just snap at them.
Right. Just
not in a real mean way.
No.
Like I'm killing at them. I'll just snap at them like, you don't know the day I've had. I need some time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going upstairs. I'm going to play a little Destiny. I'll wind down. And then after that, like, they just don't want to be around me.
No. I like that. Then, it, you know, but, again, it's them stepping away from you.
Yeah, but I don't have to build for a day. I can do it in 5 minutes. And
ooh.
It's mostly because I've had that time. My kids are older now. They know that I'm not fun when I'm being bitchy.
I like it.
So let me turn this on you real quick, and then we got to jump into wrestling.
We got this whole wrestling thing to talk about.
Do you feel guilty for any of what you do to
nope.
get?
Nope. Because, let's be honest, it really is a release most of the time.
It truly is. Like, I mean,
it's better for everyone if we play video games every once in a while.
As silly and goofy as we are in real life and at work and all that,
mm-hmm.
we do need to decompress.
Yes.
And
yes.
So, Sebastian Stinky Butthole.
Mm-hmm, right. Well, that's what the S stands for, right?
Yeah, the S has to be like, you know, stupid MF.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Anyway.
Obviously.
Thank you for the question.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, if you have stuff for us, send it to tripletbag@gmail.com. That's the word triple, letter T, bag at gmail.com. We love hearing from you.
Love it!
So, before we jump into Raw and SmackDown, let's go ahead and send a shout out to Tony D.
Tony D.
Tony D, the very first one in our triple teabag.
Right. And he was the first one to teabag us.
Yeah. And we dragged his junk through the show.
Through it.
Just made fun of his name the whole time.
But we loved it.
But where that came from is we are now manager, producer, working with a wrestler.
Right.
And
an up and comer.
Because Tony was the one who allowed us to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon, our listeners will be introduced to Dongle Dick.
Right.
The master of the low blow.
Yes, exactly. He is an up-and-comer. He is often called a grower, not a shower.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the kind of person he is.
Yeah.
All right. And so, he's getting bigger and bigger every day, and we're here to represent him.
Just know we'll be there when he gets that huge pop.
We will be.
I mean, you add heat, he gets the right rub, there will be a huge pop.
Huge pop.
Huge.
All over the place. All right, I think we have to get into Raw.
Let's talk about Raw.
All right. I would say that for the most part, recently, SmackDown has been my favorite show. But a bunch of shit happened on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
I think people died. I'm pretty sure Strowman killed multiple people.
Well, he killed the tractor trailer.
He's probably wanted for murder.
I think he needs to lay low for a while.
He needs to lay low for a while.
Do you have any family in the Midwest you can hide with there, Braun?
I mean, I appreciate the fact he disconnected the actual trailer from the truck so he didn't flip over everybody.
We're
in
not
it.
Dropping $16 million worth of recording equipment.
No, just like a $60 million truck.
Well, let's be honest. We talked about it in our dark match.
Yes.
Was it all Braun or was it him and his beard?
I don't know.
I say it was a tag team
effort. It was a tag team effort. But that all stemmed from the very beginning of Raw.
Eight
minutes into Raw.
The world has changed.
The world has changed. Kurt Angle comes out and says, you can't go killing people.
No.
If you could have ruined
Braun.
Brock and Kane forever.
Bad
Seriously
Braun.
Seriously maimed them. There are people that Kurt Angle is responsible for back there.
Every single one of these wrestlers.
Strowman tried to kill all of them.
Can't have that.
Fired.
And then Angle hits the oxygen mask.
Right. Because his face was getting real red. Veins in the side of the head and everything.
All right. You and I have worked around many places that have security.
Yes.
Would you ever let somebody with a Ty Dillinger-S-shaped beard from the early 90s a la Bad.
Yeah.
You know, style facial hair be your security guard?
No.
And then when all six of them are half the size of your wrestler,
right?
Do you really feel that's a good security team?
I mean, I almost feel instead of shirts that said security, it should have said, I'm an up-and-coming jobber. Let me show you what I can do by being thrown against stuff.
I was just going to write, you know, Target on
right.
the shirt.
That's what I'm going to say, yeah.
That's basically what you said. I just made it one word.
Right.
Target.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we all know those six are going to get thrown across the room.
And he goes into the quote-unquote Kurt Angle's office, which I understand, you know, they move the office when he goes to stadiums, but no desk. If we are to believe that he is a general manager.
But he's an active manager. He needs the room to move.
But shouldn't, like a laptop maybe? Or like a sheet of paper?
Or a lock on the door?
Nope.
Well, I mean, if you can flip a tractor trailer, then what lock's going to stop
it? Right, exactly. I'm impressed that they broke a real television.
Is it a real television or was it just a painting on a white box?
I don't know. I did enjoy the fact that he went into the production truck to destroy it, but he didn't actually touch anything important.
He just kept walking through going, What's this do?
I'm going to turn this off. What's this big button do? Take these papers and throw them.
I threw the papers and I grabbed maybe a mouse.
Yeah.
That'll show them.
But he didn't actually break anything.
No. Well, I mean, remember, that's real equipment.
That's real equipment.
We can't fake that.
No. Mm-mm. But then he comes out, flips over a truck.
I think at the end, you basically said he flipped over the arena.
He basically did. Then he comes out, he kills Michael Cole.
I'm just going to say, if we're looking at the crimes committed,
right,
it's felony destruction of property.
Yep.
Multiple counts of assault.
Multiple.
If anyone in that stadium was afraid for their lives or worried about what condition they would be in after Braun went on his rampage, now we're looking at a fray.
Right.
Then we are looking at a willful maim and disfigurement on a Michael Cole.
Right. And you got to figure with Michael Cole, too, that's assault on the elderly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's rough.
That's like if he hurt me.
Exactly.
So I'm just saying, why isn't he locked up?
I don't know. But I appreciate Michael Cole taking some bumps.
I guess you can't. Well, we know that Michael Cole is okay. He has amazing recruitive powers a la Wolverine. The very next day, he's on the mixed match calling them.
Good to go.
Which, I'm going to throw a big shout out. Lita wasn't so hot in the Mae Young thing, but Beth Phoenix?
Yeah.
Dude, a wealth of information, very well spoken, and I was duly impressed. Now, I am a sucker for Corey Graves. That guy can't do anything wrong on the mic.
I like him.
I like Michael Cole. I do. I really like him.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of them together, I was like, this is going to be good. The only concern I had was Beth Phoenix, and she knocked it out of the park.
I'm going to say this, and I'm a fan of him, but Beth Phoenix, better than Booker T.
Oh, like, I think Booker T like did one too many spinaroonies, and he's like, most of the time Booker T is off his Booker rocker.
And Booker T, the only... I would say Corey Graves has his, but legitimate popular wrestler, first one to run out of the fucking arena when Braun Strowman comes.
Well, and then he then he bitches up and says, "I don't get paid for that."
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm not gonna stay. Like, who do you think should stand there and defend the biggest guy there? But exactly. No, Michael Cole. Takes
Michael
bumps.
Cole, you get.
By the way, Michael Cole, if you're gonna take bumps, wear some goddamn socks. All right. Old farts like us shouldn't be in skinny suits with no socks.
Nope.
We are not that cool.
That's not a thing.
No. I mean,
no.
I can see a Corey Graves pulling it off. Not you.
No.
All right. I'm off my horse.
All right. So that was the whole Braun trip. Then, shockingly. All right. Kurt Angle gets a phone call. Calm down, Braun.
Hello?
Stephanie McMahon called. You're not fired. Back in the triple threat match.
Thanks, Steph.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for doing that,
which... I don't know which I am more annoyed with. The fact that Stephanie McMahon made this call and didn't show up, because I think it would have been nice if she did. Or the fact that Stephanie McMahon made this call, we didn't even hear the call. Yep. You're not even going to have her call in, like legitimately just call in.
Well,
what is she doing?
All right. Well, she's probably busy shaving Triple H's back hair or something.
That's true. That's a lot of work. That's almost as much as shaving my back hair.
Giving him a manzillion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But...
he's got to look good for when he comes into the Royal Rumble.
In wrestling world, let's go with, we give the little teaser of a call.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's going to come out 25th anniversary of Raw, which is going to be a huge show.
Huge.
Come out to give pop to the Royal Rumble match. She will come out and say, you know what? I'm done with this. Braun, yes, you are still on the card. However, if you do anything more, not only will you be fired, but you'll be banned from wherever we're at.
Ooh,
that's my call.
That. Mm-hmm.
So
I like it.
So then
there was other stuff that happened apparently on the show.
So the show was okay. We basically spent the whole show watching Braun break stuff.
Yep. There were some high points though. We discussed via the T3 text message chat the Asuka Nia Jax fight. Really good.
Oh my God, what a great match.
Really good.
My favorite match of the night.
Yeah.
So Nia sells like Asuka genuinely looked worried, like she didn't have a shot. Like she everything she was throwing at Nia was either countering or suffering through and then making a move on her.
Yep.
And the only way Asuka could get over on Nia was when she kicked the back of her leg. And Nia loses her knee in between the steel steps and the ring.
Yep.
So, and I'm not sure if she really got hurt or not, but Nia sold.
She sold that. And it looked good because Nia looked strong. Asuka looked strong, you know.
Now, I know like the big concern with because of Nia and her size compared to the other wrestlers, the genuine concern was, you know, her throws and all that are a lot harder and a lot more difficult to take bumps from.
Yeah.
So, and let's talk about taking bumps. Bumps are just taking the hits.
Yeah.
So, when we talk about taking a bump, it's just going with the move. So, if somebody strikes you in the face, you play it.
Right. And getting hit by, you know, a 120-pound woman getting hit by Nia Jax is something that's hard to take, as opposed to Asuka hitting Nia Jax, which is basically just a fly bothering you in the face.
Right. But
I think they both looked really good. They both took with bumps really well. Like... I think it was a good-looking match.
I think this is the first time in a long time that Asuka looked like she had to work for it.
Yep.
So I really, really loved this match. The other match I really loved was the Return of the Revival.
Yes, which I did. I didn't know it was coming
because
I don't follow that crap.
So two kids out of nowhere don't even know my... Like, I think you wrote in our notes, like, seriously, we don't even...
No.
They weren't even named.
I went back and checked... Names never mentioned.
So I'm thinking that they put him in the ring with these guys just in case they got hurt again.
Right.
Like, we're not going to put you in with any names until we find out you're not the delicate petunias you are.
Right.
So, hopefully this is the coming, for reals this time, of the revival.
You mean the revival of the revival?
The revival of the revival's revival.
Right.
So, but we're looking at that. The revival, I think, is going to make a new tag team division in Raw.
That's what I'm hoping.
We've got shit for a tag team division in Raw right now. Yep. And now we've got the revival. We've got the Good Brothers.
You got the Bar.
The Bar, I don't know. They're kind of teetering on the edge of falling apart.
Yeah.
You've got whatever version of the Shield.
Shield 9.7 or whatever we're on now.
Champions Club or whatever. This bullshit thing. But, I mean, that's literally all you got.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can go with Titus Worldwide, and they've been giving them pop. They won over the Bar again.
Right.
A little mixed intervention from Jason Jordan. Mm-hmm. He just came down with that shit-eating
grin. That shit-eating grin, and they all of a sudden,
little brat.
Exactly, but then Titus wins.
Yep, Titus gets the win. And that's two.
And I do love, I mean, I love seeing Titus and Apollo Crews and Dana Brooke all come out together. So.
And you just like seeing Dana Brooke.
Yeah.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy to see that they're giving a little bit of a push to Titus and Apollo.
Yep.
I like it.
I like it.
Let's see where it goes. I think you could even get a third in there. I don't know what, you know, bottom, middle, top, bottom card guy you could put in there. And make it like another threesome. So now you'd have Pseudo Shield, the Balor Club, and Titus Worldwide. So we'll see what happens. On a serious note, we were talking about Samoa Joe the other show where he got injured. We don't know if he's coming back. Well, we do know that he's out for at least 3 months.
Yeah, which is crazy. Him out for three. Dean Ambrose out for nine.
He broke the plantar fasciitis or something in his foot. So he's out definitely for at least 3 months.
Sucks.
Paige is out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of injuries
in the
wrestling world today. So, but good on him.
And I'm glad the fact that there was a Seth Rollins-Finn Balor rematch and no one got injured for a year.
Seth Rollins didn't kill anybody and he still has a knee. So
we're good. We're totally good. So
I guess that's our injury list.
Yeah. We may need to start every episode now with who's on the IR today.
Yeah. So speaking of IR, how do you put the Miz Taraj against Roman Reigns?
I don't know. We both are glad the Miz is back. The Miz being back makes anything with the Miz Taraj obviously more exciting.
Oh, yeah. We love
And I think leading into the Monday night, next Monday's 25th anniversary or 25th episode, Raw.
It's going to be a huge show.
It's going to be a huge thing. Then you're going to have the Miz versus Roman
for the
belt. Like,
it's the only big match on that show.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the rest of it is just people coming back.
And it's got to carry.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get a lot of pops and moments and all that stuff. A little, you know, oh, look at the face coming down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all that great stuff. And I'm being a mark. I'm ready.
Dude, I'm all over
I'm going to be sitting there in my wrestling jammies with my little wrestling Hulk Hogan cereal ready to go.
We've already discussed next week's episode. Hey, there was a SmackDown episode, whatever. Let's talk about Raw.
Yeah. So we're ready for that. Speaking of which, kind of just throwing things out in the wind, there are two other matches on the show that we could care less about.
Right.
But Sonya Deville beat Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
And Matt Hardy beat Heath Slater. Yeah.
Who thought that was coming? But no Bray Wyatt at all on this episode.
So, let me talk about Matt Hardy.
Right. I know how much you love him. Please continue.
I was thinking about it.
Yes.
I am trying, as a true wrestling fan, to be okay with this.
Yes.
So, I went back this week.
Right.
Went on YouTube. I watched the birth of Woken Matt Hardy. Mm-hmm. Well, it was broken.
Right, when Broken Matt Hardy?
I watched that with the drone.
Right,
and all
the drones
that.
And Brother Nero.
The coming of Brother Nero and all that.
The
and
birthday party they throw for his son.
For King Max.
King Max, yep.
Yeah, I mean, I was in it, and I was like, okay, not my cup of tea.
Right.
But I can see the pull. I can see the interest in this.
Yes.
So this was
something,
and
the best part about that whole thing, they did it completely on their own.
I love the fact that, one, they have a fishing pond on their property, and two, they both decided that that was a good place to be.
Right. And when they fight each other in a ring literally surrounded by fire.
Yeah.
Like, I love it.
That was kind of cool.
This makes me believe that farther up, maybe a year, 2 years from now, the type of matches we're going to put Dongle Dick in on the T3 YouTube page, amazing.
Dongle Dick will be huge by then.
He will be massive. I mean, his girth will just be insane.
Oh. It'll be, I mean, just veins rippling.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, he's bald.
Right. Well, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
But, I mean, the one eye that he just wink at you with.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a killer. Yeah. And that move where he gets in there and just spits yogurt everywhere. I mean, it's ridiculous.
We've got to stop. We've got to stop.
All right.
So, anyway.
So, those both happened, but whatever.
But back to Matt Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I have is WWE just took this character.
Yeah.
And they didn't give it any build.
No.
It was 1 week he's in the back of the ring. He just lost and he's delete, delete, delete. And we're all like, oh, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
The next week it's like, oh, it's been here for 400 years.
Right. Yeah. There was no, if you didn't know that backstory, it literally makes no sense.
But I mean, you could have let it grow.
Mm-hmm.
You could have built it. And this is the problem we've had with pretty much every storyline in wrestling right now is you push too far too quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We, as viewers, don't mind that buildup.
No.
Mm-mm. You know, we don't mind that time that
you spend on it. It makes it the story. It makes what the best part about these wrestling things is a continuous story.
So take that and then compare it to what they're doing with Daniel Bryan and Seth. And Shane McMahon right now.
Right. Building.
It is a slow, methodical build. Mm-hmm. And we're watching Shane become the maniacal guy, kind of like his father. And Daniel Bryant trying to be the guy holding everything together mm-hmm. and questioning his own morals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am fully vested, bought in, over the moon for that whole storyline. I tune into SmackDown every week to see where they're going with this.
Exactly.
You have characters coming in, going out. Right now we've got Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens and AJ Styles intertwined in it. Mm. Now we're getting a little Randy Orton, Shinsuke tiled in.
All mixing together, yeah.
And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So take a page out of that book, creative team, and follow along. Let it build a little bit. We are okay as wrestling fans. I don't always need instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
I am not dongle dick. I don't need instant gratification.
He needs it instantly.
I can go longer.
I mean, you know, but he's... Dongle dick's hard. Dongle dick is a hard man to work with.
Hard, hard man.
Hard, hard man. But that leads us into SmackDown, which this week there wasn't much on SmackDown.
And let's be honest.
SmackDown, it was the U.S. Championship episode.
SmackDown wasn't SmackDown. It was just, let's watch what happens with the U.S. Championship.
So let's go on what did happen besides U.S. Championship first, which wasn't much, right? You had the Riot Squad. They defeated your lovely woman, Becky Lynch. All right, Naomi.
Well, they didn't defeat her. They pinned Naomi.
That's true.
They did not pin Becky.
They did not pin your baby Becky.
God, I love baby Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, Becky.
And then the Usos.
I don't
Usos,
care if you're closer to my kid's age.
Doesn't matter.
You can still be their mama.
The Usos get attacked backstage by the Benjables.
I want to say it.
Mm.
Shelton Benjamin.
Oh, and I know we say we don't talk much about what happens outside of WWE, but if you know, Jey Uso did get arrested for drunk driving.
Yeah,
so
WWE has put out the announcement. We'll wait to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's charged, there will be a suspension, which means a dropping of the belt or something.
Exactly. And how are they going to do that with you know, are they going to have him come back one episode and then lose it? Are they just going to drop it? Like,
I would actually give kudos to WWE if Daniel Bryan came out or Shane McMahon came out and said, listen, because of the violation of our policy, we will not have.
Yeah.
The Usos as accept a tag
it.
Team.
Mm-hmm.
And how much credibility will you get where me as a fan and a dad
mm-hmm.
and an advocate against drunk driving and all that would say, you know what? Good on you.
Yeah.
Because you did what you did. You made that poor choice in your personal life. You don't get to have
You don't
this.
Get that. And then you even have Jimmy. You can have his brother coming out being like, you know, he's in the real penitentiary now. Like,
yeah, he's on real lockdown.
He's on real lockdown. Like, you wait. He's coming back harder, stronger.
And we always love the story of, hey, I got too big for my britches. I made a really poor decision.
Yeah.
I'm going to prove to you and the kids and all my fans out there, I didn't mean to let you down. I mean, Roman Reigns tried it when he got hit with the substance abuse thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying this is a really good opportunity to give a life lesson. And if you want to be the family-friendly program you are, WWE, here's a chance.
Let's try that. But then the U.S. Championship, the big thing.
All right. So the show actually opens up with the Jinder Mahal Xavier Woods match.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I love both of these characters, but what really put me over on this one. Like, I wasn't happy with it because you just see Xavier Woods getting beat from beginning to end.
Beginning to end. And he's stronger than that.
Like, he's better than that. And you didn't allow him to be Xavier Woods. And the other part, there's like at least two parts in the match where a move went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, Xavier still sells it.
Yes.
Like, you can see, like, he was supposed to go over the top ring but fell and winded up in the ring. And Xavier, maybe true to form, but whatever, he genuinely looks like, oh, crap, I hit the ring rope, and now, oh, this hurts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Jinder, which surprises me because Jinder is usually a slower pace, you know, mug for the camera kind of wrestler, but he is moving at a faster pace. He did it in his first match. He did it in this match where he was, you know, picking up speed and moving along. And, like, I'm liking this new Jinder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but Jinder winds up throwing Xavier around the ring. We get some playful stuff with the Singh brothers and Big E and Kofi.
Yeah.
My favorite thing was when they were literally throwing flapjacks like frisbees across the ring. And then,
I hope that shtick never ends.
So fun in and of itself, but, you know, I'm sorry they didn't give enough to Xavier.
Right. But I was happy with this because, as we discussed last week, Jinder winning to me meant, oh, this is happening. We're doing Jinder versus Mojo because obviously Mojo is going to win the next match.
I mean, you have your two big guys, right?
You got the two big guys against each other. So Bobby Roode and Mojo goes against each other. And then obviously, as we predicted, then Bobby Roode wins.
Bobby Roode won.
Why?
But see, I'm kind of torn. As much as we love Mojo, and yeah, I wanted him to win. I was rooting for him the whole time.
Dude, and the hits that he was giving Bobby Roode, I mean, full slams into the corner. Like,
probably my favorite match of the night.
Yes. I mean, Mojo looked really good there. And I know that we love him, you know, and we sing his praises. But I think he looked good. He looked super strong. And Bobby Roode took it. Like,
but I'm going to throw this curve at you. Knowing they were pushing Bobby Roode, knowing that, you know, they were bringing him up, and knowing that he was a genuine contender prior to Dolph dropping the belt.
True.
Okay, great. I'm glad he got it. And I think Bobby Roode will make an excellent, champion, and he will display the belt, and we'll get some really good shows out of him. So I'm excited for it. But the curve I'm going to throw at you is, do you think right now with how Mojo has turned, how he's destroyed Zack Ryder twice.
Right.
And the match he just had with Roode, although he lost, was an incredible match. Do you think he's getting over, getting a little more heat, and they're going to start building a story for him at this point?
That's what I'm hoping, is that they use these matches to, all right, we're not going to elevate him to belt level, but we're going to get him there.
Like, yeah.
We're getting him up, you know, so I think that's what I'm hoping they're doing.
So,
all right.
That's what I'm hoping for, too. Yeah. And I like the fact that it was Jinder and Bobby Roode in the match for the belt.
Yeah.
I think you've built some heat between Jinder and Bobby Roode. And a la WWE style all the way, we have the unliked foreign adversary.
Right, right. Versus the glorious American.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, he's Canadian, I think. Yes, but anyway, we'll call him Merkin.
We'll call him Merkin. We claim him.
Listen, we're Merkin. We claim what we want.
We claim what we want. We claim Bobby Roode.
Canadian bacon? Merkin.
Merkin.
There you go. But anyway, so that was pretty much all of SmackDown.
That was it. Like, it was just
a U.S. champion title.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to a Dolph Ziggler, like, just popping in and being like,
that's what I'm hoping. I think we mentioned it on our Dark Match episode, which you haven't listened to yet. Go back. We put it out just the other day. Dark Match number 2. We discussed Royal Rumble. We discussed Mixed Match Challenge. And we're hoping that maybe a Dolph Ziggler may come out in the Royal Rumble. Yes. You know, he said he's done with the belt, but maybe he comes in that way.
Speaking of Royal Rumble.
Yes.
And Dark Horse candidates.
Dark Horse candidates, yes. We had a nice discussion about somebody that I think, and you think, needs to be in the Royal Rumble. Especially after this past weekend.
I'm just saying, a blast from the past.
Right.
We see him in his local production, and I don't see why not.
No. So, looks good, looks strong, is still a fucking monster.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what else is needed from him and why WWE wouldn't bring him back.
I'm just saying, if you saw him last week at the Right Coast Pro, we're going to start it right now. We're going to make a push. Hashtag Snitsky in the Rumble.
Yes.
Hashtag it. If you are one of the two listeners we think we have right now,
right,
you go on Twitter, you tweet the shit out of this.
Tweet the shit out of
hashtag it. Hashtag Snitsky in the Rumble.
Mm-hmm. Because Gene Snitsky needs to be there.
We want him in the Rumble.
His Right Coast Pro work has been awesome. He's been holding that Right Coast Pro belt forever now at this point.
He looks better than ever.
Yeah.
That beard is fucking phenomenally glorious.
The beard is so big that his own shirt that says Snitsky, you can barely read because the beard covers the shirt.
I'm just letting you know.
And if he came back, that is a pop that people would not expect. But I think it would be huge. I think people would love it. I think he needs to come back. Hashtag Snitsky in the Rumble.
Boom.
Boom.
Now, speaking of the Rumble, in our dark match, we just talked about the men's and women's Rumble.
We did. We forgot about the fact that there's other fights.
Here's the other couple matches, which is going to make this thing go 100.
You hit me. You hit me. We're going boom, boom, boom.
You ready?
Ready.
I'll start from the bottom, which is probably going to be the dark match.
Mm-hmm.
You got Enzo Amore versus Cedric Alexander for the Cruiserweight Championship.
Got it. I'm saying Cedric wins. And they're gonna let Enzo recuperate whatever is broken about himself.
All right, good.
Mm-hmm.
We agree. Then you have the Usos versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin.
I'm thinking because of everything that's going on.
Two out of three falls match.
Two out of three falls. I'm thinking with everything going on, they're gonna just give it to the Benjables.
Benjables should get that.
Yes.
Then you have a tag team match between Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan versus Cesaro and Sheamus. The bar.
I don't know. I think you're right. The bar has been sort of floundering recently.
I think the bar is over. They leave the belts on.
That's what
Rollins
I'm thinking. They leave it on Rollins.
But
it'll
be a flop.
They'll be shenanigans.
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 Then you got AJ Styles in a handicap match versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn for the championship.
Yeah.
Now, who gets the championship? Is it the person that pins? Do they both carry the championship? I mean, how does that work?
I don't know. There's two ways. I find it interesting that Owens and Zayn didn't even show up on SmackDown at all this week.
Well, they should get a break.
They should. I like the idea of if they have them win this handicap match, they're basically walking around with the belt together at all times.
So it's kind of like
it's like a friendship bracelet. Yeah.
It's like one
festival of friendship bracelet belts.
I don't know.
So I like that idea, but I think they're going to keep it on AJ.
I believe so, too. And then the last one you have that isn't the men or women's Rumble is Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman versus Kane, a triple threat match for the Universal Championship.
Ooh.
So I'm thinking they're carrying Brock to WrestleMania. They're going to pop Reigns in there. Somewhere he'll drop the belt and contend for the Universal belt. So with all the push they're giving Braun Strowman, he is not getting pinned. So obviously it's going to be Brock Lesnar pinning Kane.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to say, because it's just happened that I agree with everything that we are sharing every opinion on this, but I think that's exactly what's going to happen. They're not going to have Braun get pinned by either one of them. It's going to be Brock pinning Kane, and then I hope Kane disappears off into hell, where his home, or whatever it is. I'm done with Kane.
We've talked enough about WWE and the stupidity that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me with the good stuff. Give me the local.
Okay, so the local. We had, the reason we want that hashtag Snitsky in the Rumble.
Hashtag Snitsky in the Rumble.
This past weekend was Opposite Elements in Delaware.
Hashtag Snitsky in the Rumble.
Right Coast Pro, Snitsky versus Mordecai. A battle among giants.
I'm tweeting it now.
Snitsky wins. Yep. Keeps the belt. Is the man.
And
by the way, I'm hoping because we're going to hashtag this, he'll listen. Snitsky, if you listen, we both need shirts that have the old school Batman symbol that says Snitsky in it.
Oh, God, that's such a great shirt.
You send it to us, as we've discussed before.
We'll give you money.
We wear our shirts like we live our lives, 2XL.
And we'll give you tons of money.
Tons of money.
I will spend a buttload of money on that shirt.
A buttload of money. The entire paycheck he got feeding old women.
I am willing to waste my life to try to get a sweatshirt off one of the refs.
Right.
But I will give whatever money I have to Snitsky. And by the way, your beard stuff, your beard balm and oil,
mm-hmm.
phenomenal product.
Mm-hmm. If we can get a ring-worn Snitsky shirt, size, I'm assuming 5XL because the man's a monster, we're hanging it in our bunker. 100%.
Oh, I would 100%. Carry it like a flag. It would be like our guide on. It would lead the way
wherever. It would lead everywhere we go. The other match that we cared about at this opposite elements, Crazy Kids, Slim Jim and Tricky Ricky versus the Baldwin Brothers.
As much as we were pumping the Baldwin
Brothers. Crazy Kids go away with this. Kids Incorporated wins.
God. The Crazy Kids Incorporated.
The Crazy Kids Incorporated win this shit.
And we said it before, as much as we play the game, like, those kids are legit.
They're legit, and they're fucking crazy.
The stuff they're doing in the ring?
Yeah. They're getting thrown everywhere. They don't care. That whole, you know, let's try and be safe so we don't harm each other for life? They don't care.
No.
No.
No. Hence the crazy.
Yeah, hence the crazy. With a K. Because that's the way they roll.
That's how crazy they are. That's how crazy they are. They don't even use a C.
That's how crazy they are.
So if you need to, video games.
You can go on to Right Coast Pro.
Seb Elias. Seb Lincoln.
Seb Elias.
I bet they like video games.
Probably.
Being Crazy Kids Incorporated.
Being Crazy Kids Incorporated.
But not the bald ones. They're dirty old men.
No, they're dirty old men. They play Pinochle. Which is also favorite game of Dongle Dick.
Well, because he does a lot of knuckle shuffles.
Right, right.
Well, I guess that would be one of his favorite moves from Cena, the five-knuckle
shuffle. The five-knuckle shuffle, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also, he also calls it the self-gratification.
Yeah, well, the A5 would stand for about five times
right.
A day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
but if you want to see some clips of what happened at Opposite Elements, you go to rightcoastpro.com. You can see all the news. They got video clips on there. You can watch it and see why you need to be at this next event. Why Right Coast Pro is one of the events you need to go to. All right? That doesn't mean we're not going to give love also to what's coming up this weekend. Oh. Not only do we have Royal Rumble happening on WWE on Sunday, but Saturday in Joppa, Maryland, Maryland Championship Wrestling is going to have their Emergence Breakthrough Special this Sunday the 20th.
Emergence!
Exactly. All the independent stars from the East Coast coming in, all right, showing what their talent, showing how good they are, showing that they need to be in the WWE soon. At least start showing up on NXT, at the WWE Training Center, whatever, so we can start getting some of these guys the push that they need.
Exactly.
You know?
But it's a great opportunity for the family to come out and see some wrestling and to see the newer faces that are coming up.
Right.
Because in a couple of years, these are going to be the ones that we're going to see.
Yes, exactly. These are going to be people we're hoping is coming up from NXT.
So, and with that said, I mean, if you want to go see Maryland Championship Wrestling, you just get tickets at www.mcwprowrestling.com.
Exactly. That's where you go. You get the tickets for it. They're cheap. They're good. And we're going to give you a little teaser. We looked ahead at Maryland Championship Wrestling. The events they have coming out for February, for March, we might be going to, because they're going to have some damn good guest stars at these specials.
Oh.
We don't want to give too much away. We'll talk about it next week.
Well.
But we're probably going to have to be there.
I think we can give a little bit away.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go a little old school with our moment of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And our moment of is probably one of our favorites.
Yes.
Our moment of is a time capsule.
A time capsule.
Time capsule. We're going back.
Back. Way back. In the way back machine.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Four Horsemen. Four Horsemen.
We'll just leave it at that.
That?
Just leave it at that. All right?
Shush.
Just a little preview of what's to come
from Maryland
Championship Wrestling.
Let me throw this at you as we're saying our goodbyes and our love. I was fortunate enough to grab a hot second with one of our favorite people, Jason Wilson.
Jason Wilson of Resolution Alley.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to him yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Ooh.
And
look at you dancing with the fine people.
You know, I do have a bit of an air about me. I rub elbows with important people like one Mr. Wilson.
Right, right.
But with that being said, he has assured me.
Assured? Ooh.
I have an assurance.
That sounds like a commitment.
That in the very near future, he has an hour or two out of his busy schedule that he can afford us for an interview.
Ooh.
So much in the fact that I think I have persuaded him to come into the bunker. We're going to have to fancy this place up, dude.
Dude, we got a vacuum or something.
You know what? We're talking white tablecloths, Cheetos not out of the bag, in the bowl.
Ooh, yep. Man.
Cheetos in the bowl.
We're still going to have Cheetos, all right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Right. We don't keep it orange in here.
I just want to make sure we still have Cheetos.
Yeah, Cheetos in a bowl.
Right.
We got to be fancy.
Fancy-like.
Fancy bowl.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But he said, and I quote, he's actually looking forward to coming on our show. So,
has he listened to the show?
I doubt it. I think he gets us mixed up with like other good shows.
Like a good show, right? Like,
yeah, obviously.
I mean,
I think he thinks we're like Edge and Christian.
We barely look forward to being on the show, and we are the show.
I think he thinks we're the Dudley Boys.
I can see that.
Anyway, with that being said, the great thing about Jason Wilson, not only is he a very accomplished musician, not only is he dropping an album soon, not only is his band Resolution Alley coming up with like huge, huge monster hits.
Huge Resolution Alley worldwide.
Exactly. But for those of you in the know, he is part of a wrestling production. He has a lot of backstage information, and he is willing to share with.
Ooh, we're going to get some of that local wrestling skinny.
Well, I mean, not even local wrestling skinny, but if you ever wanted to go backstage into the wrestling production and see how the stories are made, because if you're like us and you think, God, I could write better stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's find out
how. Let's find out that we can't.
So, but he is willing to delve into the backstage. And we talk, we're not going to go backstage, but I think this is a prime opportunity. And we would be fools to give it up.
Fools, I'd say. Fools.
As much as we love us some Jason Wilson.
Right. We do.
And we're looking forward to everything. Like, 2018 is going to be a huge year for him.
Huge.
Anyway, we love us some Freddie B.
We love us some Freddie B. Hype man. Our hype man.
He is currently in the studio. Mm-hmm. I know because I locked him and chained him there.
Right.
Gave him a bowl of water and a bucket to pee in.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty much what we have. We have to pretty much chain him down like Sloth from Goonies because otherwise he'll kill us.
I was going to go with Animal from The Muppet Show.
I like that too.
Okay. But anyway, we literally have him in the sound studio right now cutting some new promos for us.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some amazing new promos.
Amazing.
And you might get some really bad impersonations of other wrestlers from some other people.
Mm-hmm. I can think of two.
I'm not saying anything, BB, but you might get a really bad Dusty Rhodes. So if you want to get hold of us, you have the tripletbag@gmail.com.
Yes, email us all of your questions, wrestling and non-wrestling related. As you can see from our answering of Sebastian Shithead, we answer anything you want.
Sebastian suck a dongle dick.
Man, ooh. You know what that's called? Synergy.
Synergy. I just brought that all together.
All together.
So if you want to get hold of us on Twitter,
on the tweets,
we are at Take2Takedown, 2 with T-O-O.
Right, and don't forget, all this week, up until Sunday, we are promoting the hashtag Snitsky in the Rumble.
Snitsky in the Rumble. Beat the hell out of that. If you are a friend, if you listen to Take Two, which is an awesome podcast, thanks to Mom and Dad for allowing us to do our wrestling show. But they just did the Takey Awards, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They just did it. It was Roy and Brian who just did their current show.
Yep.
Just learned all about some interesting DC news.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Got my feed of the movies and realized that come January, the box office just drops to shit.
Drops to shit.
So, and I don't know if you know this, Craig, but there's a dude named Craig on that show.
What?
And I find him very entertaining.
Nah, he's kind of a loser.
Well, I pretty much hate him. And we all know how I feel about Tony.
Right.
So, but listen to that show. But the one nice thing about them, being Mom and Dad, if we need to pick anything up from Amazon, which we do because we are still working on our wrestling outfits for when we go to the SmackDown viewing at the Capital One Center.
Next week.
We're looking for costume ideas.
Costume ideas.
We are, two remarks, we are going as one of our favorite wrestlers.
Yep.
Anyway, right now we're stuck on Roddy Piper, which I think is
of different
awesome,
eras.
Awesome idea. Anyway, with all that being said, to get my kilt, I'm going on Amazon. You know how I'm doing that?
How?
I'm going through the link on Take Two.
Oh, that is genius.
You go to their website, you click on Amazon, you get into Amazon, you can shop any way you like.
Yep.
Not going to lose anything
out of it. Not going to lose anything. Pay the same nice, cheap prices you always pay. Yeah.
If you get Prime, you get it ship free.
Yep.
But Take Two gets a little kickback. We like to lie and tell you that we're going to use it to buy action figures for underprivileged children. When, in all honesty, we are considering ourselves now underprivileged children.
And I'm an underprivileged child. Figures. Yeah, we just want action figures.
Now that we've made the commitment to Snitsky that if we can get that shirt, because that would be fucking glorious, any money kickback we get has to go to that.
I'll go to that. Yeah, so, exactly. We'll call it the Snitsky Fund.
All right, so that's what we're going with.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, that's all I got this week.
That's all we got, all right? That was all we got to discuss. We're going to come back next week. We're going to have Royal Rumble to discuss. We're going to have Mixed Match Challenge to discuss. We're going to have the fact that we go to SmackDown to discuss. We may even have more information about Raw. We're going to have information about Jason Wilson. It's going to be huge.
We may have to do two different shows.
We may have to.
Because Raw is a 25-year anniversary.
25-year anniversary of Raw. Live SmackDown event for us. Royal Rumble. Mixed Match Challenge. It's crazy.
And we don't even know where Dongle Dick is.
And we don't even know where Dongle Dick is. Sometimes when it gets really cold, he just hides.
He just shrivels up.
He just shrivels up and hides.
I feel when it gets wet, there's shrinkage.
It's ridiculous.
It's horrible.
It's ridiculous. Right. You know what? We should go rub him, make him feel better.
Give him a little pat on the head.
Right. Exactly.
All right.
But thank you for joining us this week, folks. Episode 14, our love episode. Just like Valentine's Day, because we love you all.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't forget, hashtag Snitsky in the Rumble. We're going to make it big. We're going to make it huge. And I swear, if somehow he shows up in the Rumble, we're taking full credit for that shit.
Hells yeah.
There's nothing to do with his work and commitment. It's us.
Right Coast Pro fans, Snitsky in the Rumble.
Snitsky in the Rumble.
Take Two Takedown fans, Snitsky in the Rumble.
Right.
Anyone else who may hear
anyone listening,
Snitsky in the Rumble.
Definitely. Get it done, bitches.
Snitsky, if you somehow are listening.
What?
You in the Rumble.
Do it. You hashtag me in Rumble.
There.
Done.
Done.
Peace, bitches.
I still got nothing.
Calm.
'You can't Cesaro gun me into an intro.' I had the countdown and everything. I was mentally focused and locked
Episode
on.
14. Bah, 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 bah.
You know what everybody tweets the shit out of?
Everybody tweets the shit out of a good dick sucker. I'm telling you, that's the back of the shirt. Front of the shirt, you flap the wrong jack, sucker. We could be millionaires.
Hit them coming and going.
Millionaires. It's better than that Make 7 up your shirt on the back.
He will just be dripping from the ceiling.
Dripping from the ceiling. You won't even see him coming.
So, God, all these. I love it.
Love it. But we'll have to. We'll expand. We're going to talk to him. We're going to talk.
It's going to grow.
It's going to grow. It's going to get bigger and bigger.
I can't think of any other way to say erection. All right, let's. I was just about to say, let's get off the penis.
You know the phrase, I just can't think of any other way to say erection, is immediately going into the bloopers.
I don't know if I'm laughing because it's actually that funny.
I don't know.
Or because I just needed to laugh. But it was great. Oh.
I knew we could just keep that going.
As soon as you said he's an up and comer, I'm like, I know where this is going. Oh, wow. I can't think of any other way to say erection. I was just about to say, let's get off the penis. I can't think of any other way to say erection. I was just about to say, let's get off the penis. I can't think of any other way to say erection. I was just about to say, let's get off the penis.